Hello, this is Millie Long, co-editor-in-chief of the American Journal of Gastroenterology, and I am thrilled to have with me today Dr. Seth Crockett, who is at Oregon Health Sciences, Portland, and will be joining us today to talk about his area of interest, which is a special kind of polyp called sessile serrated adenomas. It's a big mouthful, but Seth, we're going to learn from you about this type of polyp. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Billy. I'm happy to be here.
So with these lesions, which they used to be called sessile serrated adenomas, I know now they're called sessile serrated lesions. Some of our patients listening may have even had one of these, you know, removed on a colonoscopy. What do you tell people when you find this? Is this something that individuals should worry about? What does it mean to have one of these sessile serrated polyp lesions?
Yeah, thanks, Billy. So these are another form of precancerous polyp that we can find during colonoscopy screening. So they are less common than the typical precancerous polyp, which is a tubular adenoma, but they are still quite common, somewhere in the range of 5 to 10% of patients who are undergoing a colonoscopy for screening will have at least one of these polyps. The naming of these lesions is sort of confusing, and there's different names that have been used in research papers on these polyp types and even in pathology reports and conversations with GI doctors. But the current preferred term is sessile serrated lesion. So that's typically what patients are going to see in their pathology report.
Okay, helpful. And what, you know, these lesions, we fully remove them on colonoscopy, which is a good thing from that perspective. But some patients may ask, you know, well, I know I've had one of these. Are there anything that I could change to help to reduce my risk of having another one?
So probably the most important is coming back for your surveillance colonoscopy or your future colonoscopy when it's recommended by your endoscopist or gastroenterologist. That's probably the best way that we have for making sure that these polyps don't turn into cancer over time, similar to other types of polyps. So that's really important. The other thing that we're finding with respect to risk factors is that smoking appears to be a consistent risk factor. So if you're a smoker and you've had one or more of these lesions on your colonoscopy, that's yet another reason to try to cut down or stop smoking or talk to your doctor about support for that.
Great. Yes. And obviously, there are many reasons from that perspective, from a cardiovascular, a heart and lung perspective. But this is just one more, colon health. That would be important. You know, going back to the patient who may have had one of these removed, often they're found in the right side of the colon, although they can be found anywhere. If someone has one of these removed, when typically what range do they need to come back in terms of their next follow up colonoscopy?
Good question. It does depend on the size of the lesion that's removed, and 1 centimeter is usually our benchmark. So if it's less than that, we're usually telling folks to come back somewhere between 5 and 10 years. If it's larger than that, then we usually want to see those patients sooner, typically 3 years for their next colonoscopy. And there are some nuances in terms of other features that the pathologist will key us into that may lead to a shorter or longer surveillance interval that their gastroenterologist can help guide them through.
Perfect. So it may be individualized, and talking to your gastroenterologist about the specifics of your polyps will help. But generally, it's going to be in that somewhere in the realm of 3 to 10 years that they're going to want to be seen back. What about your paper that you recently published in Red Journal talked to us about what some of the risk factors are. You know, when we talked about smoking, certainly is one. You know, and for other kinds of polyps, it has been shown that they are seen in more in men than in women. Was there any kind of gender difference for these types of polyps, these sessile serrated lesions?
That's a good question and a frequent one that we hear. The truth is that these lesions are about as common in women as they are in men. So women appear to be at equal risk of having one or more of these polyps compared to men. And that is different for polyps in general and for tubular adenomas in particular, which are more common in men. But for this polyp type, men and women are at equal risk.
Okay, that's helpful. And so just finally, you know, what do you think a patient can do that to really help their gastroenterologist in terms of finding these lesions? You know, I think sometimes these can be a little harder to find, so they need to be able to be able to see well during the colonoscopy. And so in going into a colonoscopy knowing this, what would you recommend for patients?
Yeah, bowel prep is really key, Millie. So really paying attention to those bowel prep instructions, and in particular, doing a what's called a split bowel prep, where that second part of the bowel prep occurs really close to that your colonoscopy appointment time, finishing up to 3 hours before the time you're due to arrive. And that helps make sure that the entire colon, in particular, I know that what we call the right side of the colon, the part right after the small intestine, gets cleaned out really well, so that the endoscopist can inspect all that territory and hunt for these polyps and take them out if they see them.
Great, great, great points, and hopefully helpful for our listeners in terms of preparing for their next colonoscopy so that these lesions, which can be small but are important to be removed, can be visualized or can be seen by their gastroenterologist. Well, Dr. Crockett, thank you so much for joining us today. We've enjoyed learning about this particular type of polyps and ways that our patients can help to really improve the outcomes of their colonoscopy through bowel prep, and understand that the most important aspect is that follow-up colonoscopy. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks so much, Millie. Great talking with you.